clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Go.
All right, we're back. Fourth quarter just about to get underway here on KSPT. Bulldog looking at a 35-28 deficit. Still the same score as it was at halftime, but standpoint down deep in Trojan territory, facing what you could only describe as two down territory, just outside the 10-yard line. Third down and one coming up. Yeah, absolutely.
What a great little throw.
Number 22. Okay, I think out of the backfield, you think?
You're going to see some tag, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
On third or fourth, I would bet my house on it.
No, absolutely.
So Bulldogs are out of the quarter break. The immediate timeout is nearly over. Zach Benefield is the deep back behind Jackson Pettit. And the Bulldogs have needed a short yardage first down tonight. They've gone to Benefield most of the time, and in all but one occasion, which was still about 4 or 5 yards, they've been able to come away with it. So, TV's back. We got a big third down. Bulldogs looking to punch one in and tie this game up as we start the fourth quarter. Bulldogs line set. Pettit takes the snap, hands it to Benefield. Benefield runs over a man, gets another guy out of his way, and he's down to the 5-yard line. 6 yards and 3 victims in those 6 yards.
Wow, well, he's just running over, guys. He's cramping up now, too, Chris. Tough run. What, three of them just on their back. Dennis will deliver the blow after blow.
He played with a guy who ran, had that very similar running style.
He did. You know, he didn't run away from contact. That's fair. My good friend who's, he was one of the greats here at Tampa High School back in the day.
So while they stretch out Benefield's, looks like calf from the cramp, and he's played every down on defense, and the defense was on the field quite a bit in that first half, especially, and then, you know, provided the punch on offense when they've needed it, the battering ram, and, well, we've all had cramps. No fun at all.
Yeah, hopefully he can recover from this and get back out on the field for defense here after the Bulldogs tie it up.
Yeah, no kidding. To get some hydration going pretty darn quick over there. So a reminder, we've got Vandals tomorrow. We'll get you into, I believe it'll be Jim Bohannon when this game is over. Although we might venture into coast-to-coast time the way this game is playing out so far.
Well, we got 35-28 here, right?
35-28, 11:50 left fourth quarter, just underway in the final quarter as they're still stretching out. Tag on the 5-yard line, and he's going to hop off and walk off the field. A little gimpy, as you'd expect. And they immediately hand him some hydration. So, Garrett Cox back in there at tailback. The Bulldogs, first and goal from about the 5-yard line. Dennis, Steelbar, and Elijah Larson on the far side. Christian Niemelaw on the near side. Now the three trips a bunch, and the Bulldogs will tighten it up on first down.
Coughed up that pylon there.
They run it up the middle instead with Jackson Pettis. Tried the option, and both options tried to go up the middle, and there really wasn't anything happening there.
Nope. You know, with top speed, you'd like to maybe see them try to get out to the outside, that far side of the field. You can't outrun that defense in the corner there.
Well, you've got those three wide receivers right out there to block for them. So we'll see here, second down. They lost about a half yard, so they're about the six-yard line. Pettis back to pass this time. Being rushed, going to run. He's at the five. He spins down to the three. Might be to the two. Looks like they're going to mark him about 2.5. So third and goal from there. And this is where you would, were you not cramping, want to send number 22 back in there. Ram him right up there into the middle.
There he comes.
And here he comes.
Or is that Lehman? Is that Lehman?
Is that Lehman? It is Lehman. Lehman, I think you're going to get your run to the pylon with Lehman out there as the blocker. They handed up the middle. It's dead and tripped up short of the goal line. That time is talked. And it's going to be fourth and goal for the Bulldogs. Boy, what a big play in this game. Bulldogs so close tying this game up. Fourth and goal. 2.5-yard line. Pettis. Pitches, trying to get to the outside, cutting it back up into the middle and not getting there is Garrett Cox. Trojan had all the angles covered on that one, and the Bulldogs turn it over on down.
Boy, Dickey can stand there by the Trojan fan.
Yeah, with Benefield on the sideline getting treatment, they couldn't go with the battering ram approach. Tried to get it to the outside, and so the Trojans have a long field to go, but a 7-point lead. The Bulldogs are going to call a timeout. We will do the same. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 1400 KSPT.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
Summer's winding down, so come out today and enjoy the taste and view of summer at Ivano's Del Lago at Beyond Hope. Ivano's Del Lago is now open 7 days a week through Labor Day for lunch and dinner. You'll find fresh seafood, grilled steaks, delicious cocktails, and an unbeatable view. Enjoy either of their two locations, Ivano's on First Avenue in downtown Sandpoint, or Ivano's Del Lago at the Samoan Peninsula on Lake Ponderay. A Sandpoint tradition for over 30 years. Ivano's Ristorante and Ivano's Del Lago.
Go.
At Post Falls, Chris Chaffer and Jay Vandenberg along with you here on Bulldog Football. Bulldogs in what amounts to the longest 38-yard drive of all time, but came up empty. Now it's up to the defense, see if they can't get a stop and put the ball back in the offensive hands. Pierce rolling, throwing, and it's a pick! And through the hands of one of the Bulldogs, I believe Larson, and into the waiting arms of a completely different receiver than the quarterback was trying to throw it to.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that should have been a pick.
That was a pick, and he could have maybe even taken it to the house. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Right there for the Bulldogs.
So a big first down pass out to the 18. Pierce throws another one wide. This time it's caught by Gondo out of the backfield, and he's got another nice gain. Looks like another first down and a gain of about 11. Oh, boy, so close to the Bulldogs getting that ball back, but now Trojans are on the move. Hand off up the middle. Gondo breaks the outside and gets snowed under after a very short gain. Maybe one. Looks like Peterson was basically falling down on him. And now we've got another Bulldog, I believe, I'm not sure who that is down, but he's grabbing at his leg.
We've got a lot of guys still down there.
View. I can't tell if it's another cramp or something more serious. I think it's Will Treadway, who's had a pretty good game.
Not a bad backup there. When you have Treadway go down, you can bring in the big old Brandon Casey.
Yeah.
That's great to see that he made his commitment here this here a couple
yeah,
weeks ago.
No doubt.
Headed off to Montana to play for the Grizz. He broke some hearts of a few colleges around the area.
Yeah, no doubt.
Heck of a football player.
Well, you want to go play 1AA tradition-wise, Montana is not a bad choice, that's for sure. Treadway looks like he rolled his ankle. He hobbles off to the side. Second down, 9. Trojans with the football right about their own 31. Hand off far side. And a run that's going to get close to first down yardage. McLeod for about 8. See where they mark that. I think they're going to mark him just shy. So third and short. McLeod still in there in the backfield next to Pierce. Hand off this time. McLeod runs by 3 Bulldogs. Runs by the entire Bulldog team. He's to the 40, he's to the 30, he's to the 20. He's finally knocked out at about the 18-yard line. 42 yards on the run around the end that time for McLeod. Now Gondo back in after the long run from McLeod, and the Trojans are knocking on the door.
Doing it on the ground, Chris.
Yes, they are. There's another run in the middle. And Gondo this time has 8 or 9, gashing the Bulldogs right at down the cut.
Boy, just smash-mouth football here by the Trojans on this drive.
Hand off again. Gondo delay. Gondo up the middle. Breaks the tackle. Dives. He's got a near first down. It's going to be second down and 1 at about the 3. This is the old hot knife through butter, a ground attack for the Trojans on this drive.
A lot of running room right now.
Gondo again. Not much running room this time, but he's got enough.
The
Panhandle
Friends
of
NRA
like
invite you to attend
Trojans
their annual dinner and auction.
More
September
on the
14th
board, so what a turn of events. Bulldogs at the 1, can't score, then nearly get a pick. And after that, bit of fortune for the Trojans. They said, okay, we'll just hand it off now.
Absolutely, Chris. They're taking it 99 yards. And made it look pretty easy, too, after they got that big play there.
So Gondo, number 25, scores on his 25th carry. Extra point is not aesthetically pleasing, but good. And 8:16 left, and just like that, the Bulldogs find themselves back down by 14, 42-28. Scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They have everything to rent under the sun.
Oh, yeah, I've been in there a few times.
Oh, yeah.
The Toronto family are great family. They've done a lot for Sandpoint High School and the Bulldogs. Again, thank them for their
glad
support.
Glad to have them along this year with scoring update. Vano's Restaurante and Burger Express as well. Of course, our stalwart free half and post-game sponsors, Yoke, Mountain West Bank and Pierce Auto Center, the Jalapeno Stat Page. Let's know if you do if we didn't have a Jalapeno Stat Page. And, of course, as always, Sayers Jewelers stepping up as the player of the game sponsor. And what a cavalcade of Bulldogs we have to choose from this contest tonight. For next week, we'll unveil at halftime after our halftime interview who the player of the game will be.
All right, Bulldogs, 8 minutes, just over 8 minutes left. They gotta get going here and score quick and then get the ball back.
Yep.
Tie this thing up.
Bulldogs had at least 2 possessions where they could have tied the ball game and got it down inside the 5 on one of them. Couldn't get it done. And then the Trojans just marched the length of the field, Sherman style, right down the middle. And right into the end zone. kick comes deep. It's going to be taken on the far side. And it's actually going to go and be picked up about the 7 after a little mishandle. And then spun down at the 20 will be Walker Herman, number 20. So Herman, number 20, takes it to the 20. And the Bulldogs need 14 to tie this one up, 42-28. 8 minutes left, fourth quarter. Glad you're along with us here on KSBT tonight for the 2019 Bulldogs football opener.
See what Coach Steelbar has in line here, what they're going to go with here. Spread them out, throw the ball a little bit, probably.
Take handoff, they throw it into the flat, and the ball is taken, and a first down is made. Nice. I believe that's Elijah Larson on the far side. Larson gets 12. Bulldogs move the chain.
Catch a quick pass out to the flat there, and Elijah Larson throwing some great quickness there.
Yep.
Makes the first guy miss, picks up 12.
Yeah, he's been a real weapon on offense tonight for the Bulldogs. Big handoff, pass again into the flat. Again, a catch made by Larson. This time he's stuffed up at about the 40. That's still 8 more quick yards. Second and 2 coming up for the Bulldogs.
Put the Trojans down on the play
now. We have a Trojan on the field. And again, instantly the massaging begins as we have another cramped situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, the Peyton Ennis, number 11, and Max Dula have been pretty quiet here tonight in that passing game.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the works and with Nemo and Elijah and Cox out of the backfield. If the Bulldogs maybe look that way here for a big play. You know, Peyton Ennis is a sophomore, young kid that's got above average speed. So maybe they look his way here.
So when the cramp situation is corralled, we'll have a second and 2 for the Bulldogs. Already a first down into this drive. The clock sits at 7:34. Bulldogs are down 14. In a very, very entertaining opening contest here from Post Falls tonight.
You know, Post Falls sounds like they're kind of picked maybe to win.
Really?
Yeah, to win the IAL. You know, they got a lot of returners from last year's team. You know, and looks like, you know, Lake City's getting a little bit better too. And Port Lane's maybe not as stacked as they have been in the past. You know, they've lost a lot of, you know, they've had some great quarterbacks here the last couple years. So they're breaking in and get a devastating there in the snap. So. But you know, both balls, they've shown they can move the ball in offense.
Yes, they can. Of course, the Bulldogs have done just a fine job of moving the ball on their own. The one turnover and then that unfortunate set of downs inside the 5 where they couldn't punch it in. And it's a second down and 2. Pettit. Couple claps. Looks. Throws, caught. Another first down. This time, Christian Niemela gets about a 7-8 yard gain. And Trojans really kind of giving the Bulldogs run that little out right now, letting them work it down the field. But standpoint, moving it pretty quick. Pettit back to pass. Pettit looking. Pettit going deep. Pettit's got a man out there. It's just a little underthrown and incomplete. The defensive back defended that one with his head. And second and 10 coming up. Maybe just a touch late letting that one loose. And it would have been 6.
Well, yeah, Elijah, you know, got a step behind him there about the 30-yard line. That ball just slightly underthrown. But a good look by the Bulldog offense there.
Second and 10 now. Clock stopped. 7:09 left here in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs trying to pull back within 7. Big rush, and they get to Jackson Pettit. Send in the house, and Pettit goes down for about a 6-yard loss. So that's going to be a 3rd down and long, and another Trojan flat on his back.
Starting to go down pretty quick here for these guys.
I don't care how much you practice. Can't simulate Yeah, the amount of energy expended in that first game, no way.
48 minutes of brutality, physical game.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was a big play right there, a huge loss by the Bulldogs. You know, puts them in a scary situation. Obviously, two down territory.
Obviously, yes.
You know, so you don't have to get it here all in one shot. You'll look for them to maybe get that quick out, maybe make it at fourth down a little more reasonable.
So the injured player for Post Falls is number 43. It's like Shane Webster, who's up and off stumbling off the field. We got a timeout. The media took the opportunity to take a timeout here with 6:57 left. We'll talk about what's coming up after the game. We'll have your Pierce Auto Center post-game show. The Jalapeno staff page will try to get some words with Coach Knowles and get his thoughts on the first effort of his Bulldogs tonight. And my guess is there'll be some talk about shoring up some of the defense.
Yeah, I tell you what, they looked a lot better in the second half.
Yes, they have.
Some adjustments. I think he's got to be pleased how they responded here in the second half. You know what?
Yeah, only giving up 7 here in the entirety of the second half so far. Once again, tomorrow it's Vandal football here on KSPT. We'll break into the programming at 11:30, and the Vandal Sports Network will take over for their one-hour extravaganza known as the pregame show. And then the game will follow at 12:30 with a kickoff. And it should be an interesting year for the Vandals. Hopefully they'll see some improvement in their second year in the Big Sky. Of course, they're playing Penn State tomorrow, so.
Yeah,
hope to get out of that healthy.
They still got the Sabrina boy quarterback, or you know,
I do not know. Tune in tomorrow and find out.
There you go.
Dennis Patchen will give you all the details. So, teams back out on the field. Bulldogs looking at a critical 3rd and 16. Again, 2 down territory, down 14 with 7 minutes left. I don't see the Bulldogs punting unless they have a serious reversal. And that reversal nearly happened, but the pass was off by Pettit as he was not.
What?
His blocker was knocked into him, and as he was going down, he threw it to the MLA, and Christian pulled off about 7 yards, 6-7 yards. So it's 4th down and 11.
Well, he didn't have much time to.
Oh my goodness!
Get shot through there.
He almost had a big game receiving. Had it back pass. More time this time. Going deep again for Niembla.
Throw it.
Held up a bit. They were going for the whole enchilada that time. And pass is incomplete, so the Bulldogs will turn it over on downs at the 45-yard line. And the Trojans will take over up 2 with two scores with 6 minutes left.
Yeah, it looked like Niembla there was looking for a penalty, and I – looks like there's a
little
kind of slowed him up a little bit as he's going for that ball. And
I would have called it kindred. So Trojans now, Dylan Pierce back to pass, not resting on their laurels. The pass is thrown out on the swing, and the tackle missed. And what should have been a loss of 5 turns into a gain to the 25-yard line. Wow. They throw the swing pass to Hauser. Hauser's not. Bulldogs just couldn't bring him down, the defensive back, and then he rumbled for 20 yards. Back to pass again. Pass into the flat this time. Caught short yard, 6 yards possibly. That time throwing it to a new receiver we haven't heard of yet in the game tonight. Number 3. Chris Curley, who's return kick, but that's about it. 2nd down, 7. Gain of 3. Ball outside the 22-yard line. Kind of up the middle. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. As a Gondo was absolutely thrown down like a roping calf.
by
72 of the Bulldogs. No, that's not right. Keith Jensen, that's right. Pass incomplete as a miscommunication between Pearson and his receiver. That time 42, bringing up fourth down and 9. So if the Bulldogs have any hope in this one, this is a pretty much do-or-die situation.
Absolutely, Chris. They got to come up with a stop here. Look for them to go back to number 13 here, I bet.
Houser. Really stepping out on a limb there, aren't you? Back to pass. They throw it. They lob it over the middle. Incomplete. Trojans this time want pass interference, but interest is good for one team. It's good for the other team.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Bulldog defense steps up again and puts the ball back in the hands of the offense, but just 5 minutes and 7 seconds left, and now the Bulldogs put the ball on the 25-yard line.
I'd like to see the Bulldogs, you know, use those other two receivers. Looks like the Trojans kind of keying in on Elijah and Christian out there at the short side of the field, and you know, they're giving Max Steelbar and some room to catch. It's pretty much one-on-one with the safety over the top on the opposite side of the field.
Well, then it's split wide, and Steelbar in the slot here on the near side for the Bulldogs. 5 minutes left. Clock rolling. Snap back to Pettis. He drops. He looks. He's trying to go towards the left, but he's snowed under as four Trojans converge. No time to get that off at all. And the superior size and strength and depth of the Trojans' defensive line is starting to take its toll right now.
Well, yeah, I say our offensive line's struggling right now to even hold off these four linemen that are coming after that set it pretty quickly.
Second down, 18 after the loss of 8. Pettit back to pass again, this time with time, throws it. It's incomplete, a little high for Niemela, threw his hands and out of bounds. It'll be third down now and 18 with 4:29 left. Clock stops on the incompletion.
This corner's giving Ennis a lot of space. I hit him on a quick one here.
Back to pass, they throw it in the flat. This time it goes to the running back out of the backfield. That's Garrett Cox. So Cox gets it back to 4th and 11, more manageable. And we'll see if the Bulldogs can get a first down here. Knocked out of bounds with 4:20 left. 42-28 Trojans. Bulldogs have equated themselves very well in this opening contest against the Trojans.
Guarantee if Bulls falls, it's going to bring some pressure here.
Jackson Pettit with 3 yards of completion. Will go over 300 yards. He's back, throws it, off.
Catch that, first down.
Boy, it would have been a first down. Larson let it go through his hand. We've had a couple of those tonight, but over on downs, and the Trojans get the ball back and will take over at the 24-yard line with 4:14 left. And that should just about put the Bulldogs' chances to bed unless they're able to get a turnover here. And I can't imagine after the last set of downs where the Trojans threw it all over the yard that they're not going to run it. They do. Hand it off to Gondo. He goes wide, and he is snuffed out. Nice job there, Tag Benefield coming across. Also for the Bulldogs, 23.
Lance Harris
really forcing that and giving Benefield a chance to run it down from the inside. So it's a loss of 1. Second down and 11. Trojans, as you would expect with the score and the clock, taking their time, running it down, then handing it off. Gondo. Big hole, gets to the outside, tries to stay in bounds, but finally goes out of bounds after a gain of about 8. So third down coming up with 3:35 left. They're going to roll the clock, saying that his forward progress was stopped before he gently spread it out of bounds. 3:20 and running the clock. Pretty good crowd across the way for the Bulldogs tonight. Down standpoint, as you'd expect. Hand off up the middle. Gondo slips, goes down short of the first down. It's going to be a fourth down. There we see a field goal. Well, looks like the Trojans are going with their toss package here, bringing in all the big boys. And a lead fullback on fourth and short with 2:45 left. Fourth and a long one. Pierce with Gondo behind him. Takes the handoff, rolls, throws it, and it's caught. And then out of bounds at about the 8-yard line, 7-yard line possibly.
Same play they ran the last time on fourth and short, Chris. They just do that bunch, have that tight end tight on the line there, and then just pop him out to the side, and Bulldogs is not there to quick enough and quick for first down.
Well, probably easier than running into the teeth of all that defense. There's a handoff up the middle, down inside the 5 this time. Gondo pointing at one of the Bulldogs after the play. The Trojans got a little more Bulldog fight than they were expecting in this one tonight. Bulldogs call timeout with 2:09 left. We'll do the same, and we'll be back on KSPT after this 60-second timeout.
Trust Vets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that drives business to veterans in our community. This is accomplished through relationships, web directories, social media, and our Friend of Veterans program. Our website makes it easy for you to identify local veteran-owned businesses for your shopping and service needs.
Blue Sky Broadcasting asks your support for Trust Vets members in the greater Sandpoint area, like Travis Icardo from Mountain West Bank and Phil Samp from Max Tie Downs. Blue Sky Broadcasting is proud to be a partner of Trust Vets. To find out more, go to their website at trustvets.com. That's trustvets.com.
If you're a veteran or know veterans in this community, please tell them about us. Trust Vets. They've earned it. For more information, contact Rich at Paletto.Rich@trustvets.com and visit our website at www.trustvets.com. Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, 2:09 left. Second down and goal for the Trojans after the Bulldogs called their second timeout of the half. There's a handoff. Gondo up the middle. He's going to come up short of the end zone. Third down and goal from about the 1.
Well, they barely let the Bulldogs defense even get dead out there.
Gondo here on third down. Deep in the eye. Behind the quarterback, hands off into the end zone, hits a touchdown. 1:50 left, fourth quarter, and the Trojans tackling on at the end. 48-28, and anyone who gets up and looks at the score in the paper in the morning will go, wow, well, I expected that, but what they won't see at first glance is that Bulldogs could have tied this game at the end of the third quarter.
Absolutely, you know, yeah, that's exactly right, Chris.
Extra point is up and good. And the Bulldogs will take the kick here in a moment or two and try to matriculate the ball back down the field some, and this first game will be in the book. 49-28, Trojans in front with 1:50 left in this fourth quarter. Jay, I'm super psyched that you decided to come and hang out at the booth.
Boy,
it's the open-air booth, the spacious open-air booth that we were so graciously provided tonight.
Well, what a great night for football.
Oh, yes, huh? Beautiful, huh?
Yeah. Awesome, late summer evening.
Yeah, these early season games are a ton of fun. Get to wear your shorts.
Yeah.
Hang out in the stands.
No, thanks for having me, Chris. I tell you, it's been a lot of fun tonight. The Bulldogs have put up a heck of a fight. Again, you know, just having a couple of missed opportunities and a couple of those plays going their way, and that being a barn burner right now.
That's right. And that's the one thing about playing up. You don't really get the opportunity to not take advantage of those opportunities. You know, I can think of, there's three plays that really changed this game. The fumble, the missed interception, and the fact they couldn't score from inside the five. And the kick comes deep and is taken at the 10-yard line and up to about the 25-yard line for the Bulldogs. So the offense will come out, and that missed interception literally came on the first play after the – oh, man, that was a real momentum turner right there.
Yeah, the play of the game really at that point. Bulldogs, coming up short, had a little momentum, and defense made a couple back-to-back stops. Those are the plays you got to make.
Yep. So the offense back out here. That it. Garrett Cox in the backfield. Four wide. Pretty much standard formation for the Bulldogs. Back to pass, headed, looking, running out of time, and getting sacked again. That one was on the coverage because he had time to throw.
Yeah, just not looking to that far side. Looks like Ennis had, was open. He just had ran a little hitch out there, but he was looking to go down the field a little bit. That's what the coaches want him. Get the ball down the field.
Final minute, headed, looking, throwing. And it's dropped.
Boy, a lot of drops here in the second half, Chris.
Yep.
But both Elijah and Nemo.
So third down now, coming up, and 15. With the incomplete pass, 1:10 left in this one. Now, if the Bulldogs don't get a first down here, you wonder if they would just punt it away and let the Trojans kneel on it back there somewhere. Hand off up the middle, and a spin by Cox, another spin by Cox, and all his spinning amounted to no gain on the play. The Trojans' defensive line has really sort of taken over the game in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, they have. They've controlled that line of scrimmage. And, that's like Bulldogs' full punt.
45 seconds and rolling here as we near the end of the contest. Stay tuned for the Pierce Auto Center postgame show with the Jalapeno stat page. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Coach Knowles, get his impressions on pretty game effort by his squad here in week number one. Nice kick this time. Beautifully made, and a fair catch called for at the 49.
That was Peterson. Dylan
Peterson, really nice punt there.
That was nice little hang time there, allows the coverage to get down the field.
Thank you. So Trojans now on first down, hand it off up the middle. Not much doing for Gondo on this play. And that's the final play of the game. Trojans win it 49-28. We'll be back with your Pierce Auto Center postgame show after this on KSBT.